I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. And I can search for all eternity long and find there is none. Hallelujah. There is none. There is none. There is none. There is none like you. So here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Father, that is my heart's cry this morning. As we begin our time of prayer and a time of prayer and just communication with you, God, I want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for your many blessings. I want to thank you for your love, for you are an awesome God. There is no one that's like you. No one treats me the way you do. No one loves me the way you do. No one takes care of me the way you do, God. Each and every morning, you bless me with mercy. You bless me with grace. You bless me with favor. You bless me with victory. You bless me with light and life more abundantly, God. Every single morning, God, your mercies are new. Your grace, your favor. favor is new, God, and you just shower it upon me, God, abundantly, God, each and every day. You bless me with life and activity of my limbs. You bless me to be with the right mind, God. You've given me a reasonable portion of health and strength. God, you do it consistently, God. You do it faithfully, God. You do it all the time, God. So my cry is, God, is that here I am to worship you. It's my desire to bless you. It's my desire to make you smile, God. It's my desire to be pleasing to you, God, each and every day of my life. I don't want to waste any of your glory. I don't want to waste any of your favor, God. I don't want to waste any of your mercy, God. And as I drive, God, I see that the sun is coming up, Lord, and the sky is so beautiful, God. I just thank you, God, because you do things well, God. You do all things well. You never fall short. You never do anything half-step. God, you go all the way. When you make ways, God, you go all the way. When you open up doors, God, you go all the way. You do things exceeding abundantly above all that I can ever ask or think. My mind can't even fathom, God, the great things that you do. And not only that, God, you do great things and have great things in store for me, because you know the thoughts you think towards me. You know the expected end that you have for me, God. And so I want to say thank you, God. There is none like you, God. You're magnificent in all your ways, glorious in all your ways, God. You are so wonderful, God, and words cannot even express, God, how great you are. But with my limited vocabulary, God, I say thank you, Lord. With my limited vocabulary, God, I say I bless your name, Lord. No wonder David said I will bless the Lord at all times. He had a reason to bless you, God. Even as I drive to work right now, God, I got a reason to bless you. When I lay my head down, God, I got a reason to bless you, God. When I enter into any place, God, I got a reason to thank you, God, because you do all things well. And I want to say thank you, God. I'm here to worship you this day. I'm here to magnify you today. I'm here to represent you so that I may walk worthy of the location wherewith I have been called, God. I want to make your name glorious today. I want to make your name proud today. I want to let my light shine that they may see my good works, but give you glory, God. I want to be a vessel, God, that's been worthy to be used by you. And so, God, I present myself this morning, and I present these, your people, as under the sound of my voice, oh, God, I present us, God, as living sacrifices, God. If there's anything in us that's unlike you, I plead the blood even now, God. Let your blood wash us even now, God. Let your blood purify us even now, God. We want to be vessels of honor and not dishonor. So, God, we want to be worthy, God, that you can use us wherever you need us, God. Whatever you want to do, God, we're willing to do it, God. Whatever you want us to say, we're willing to say it, God. Wherever you want us to go, we're willing to go. But, God, we want to represent you properly, God. So from the very crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, Lord, wash us in the blood. It's the blood that cleanses. It's the blood that makes whole. It's the blood that purifies. It's the blood that sanctifies. It's the blood that heals. It's the blood that delivers. It's the blood that sets free. We plead the blood even now, God. Let your blood cover, God. Let your blood wash us, Lord. Let your blood purify us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That the enemy won't have room to be able to do anything, God. That your glory, oh God, may fill us, oh God. Your presence may entomb us, God. Overwhelm us and encapsulate us, God, that your blood may make us whole in you in the mighty name of Jesus. We need your glory, God. We don't want anything to separate us from your love. We need your glory, God. We don't want anything to get in the way, Lord. We need your glory, God, because we can't do anything without you, God. It's in you that we move, God. You have our very being, God. You give us life, and you're the very substance of our lives. And so, God, we seek after your face. We seek after your anointing. We seek after your presence, and so we make your name great in this place. For when praises go up, blessings come down. But we don't want just your blessings, Lord, but we need the blessings to come on down, God. And so we want to make our praise glorious this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. We want you to inhabit our praises, God, to come and rest yourself, your big old self, in the midst of our praises, a great big God in the midst of our praises. So we want to make your name glorious, oh God, this day. For you have so many great things things in store for us, and we want to be ready to be used by you. Where you lead me, God, I'll follow. Where you take me, God, I'll go. Please order our footsteps today in the name of Jesus. I want to be called a good man. I want to make you proud, Lord, and the steps of a good man are ordered by you, so we don't lean unto our own understanding. We acknowledge that we are nothing without you, God. We can't do anything without you, God. We couldn't even get up this morning and get ourselves on our way to the airport, oh God, or on our way to work. We couldn't even do that, God, without you touching us, without you breathing into us, without you granting us favor. God, we didn't get into an accident as we drove to the airport, God. You protected, God. You kept us. You sustained us, God. You did that, God. It wasn't us, God, in the name of Jesus, but it's because of your mercy. It's because of your grace. You did that. So you are worthy of our praise. And we just must acknowledge, God, that we can't do anything without you. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. There is absolutely none like you, God. We can search all over. We'll never find anyone like you, God. We can look high and low, God. We'll never find anyone like you, God. And so we bless you because you are the God of our salvation. You are everything that we need and more. Thank you for mercy. Thank you for grace. Thank you for your love that goes past mercy and goes past grace. When we don't deserve mercy, it's your love that shines towards us. When we don't deserve grace, it's your love, oh God, that has mercy upon us. It's the love of God. For when I was yet in sin, God, it was your love that saved me. When I was bound, God, it was your love that delivered me, God. When I was kept, oh God, away from you, God, the devil took me to all the places, God. It was your love that brought me back, God. I want to say thank you, Lord. You brought me out of darkness into your marvelous light. It was because of your love. Hallelujah. While we were yet in sin, Jesus died. While we were yet in our mischief, Jesus died. While we didn't want to be even born and shaped in our mother's womb, Jesus died on a cross for my sins. And so, God, I want to say thank you, Lord. If it was nobody, God, it had not been for you on our side, we would not be here today. We wouldn't have our activities about. We wouldn't be able to do anything today. So my heart cries out to you, Lord. You are holy, God. You are righteous, Lord. You are wonderful, God. You are a merciful God. There's no God like Jehovah. There's no one like my King. There's no one like my Lord. There's no one like my Savior. There's no one like my Healer. There's no one like our Redeemer. There's no one like our God. Word can I even express, God? There's no one like you, God. And so we bless you this day for another day that you have made. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice because my God is in control of the day. I shall rejoice because my God has this day under control. For you know my ending from my beginning, God. You know the way I should take. And so I trust you, oh God, and I put my life into your hands. And I put the people, oh God, that are tuned into this prayer this morning, I put their lives into your hands as well. We don't want to keep ourselves, God, because we cannot keep ourselves. But we want to be kept by the one who can keep us from falling and to present us faultless before your glory, God, before your throne, before your presence, God. You can do that, God. You can make us whole, make us clean, and allow us to be vessels of honor, to be used by you. Come to more and have your way this day, God. Come to more and have your way, God, in our lives. Come to more and have your way and lead us and guide us and shape us and mold us, oh God, and to bless us that we may reflect you, God. I go back to two Sundays ago where I impressed or encouraged the people to let our light shine. We're living in a world, God, that does not have enough light, Lord. Let us be the lights that you called for us to be. You said that ye are the light, God, not lights, because there's only one light. You are the true and living light, God, and we just want to reflect you. But, God, we want to be the light that you have called us to be. Help us to be a light in our families, Lord. Help us to be a light, God, in our homes, Lord. Help us to be a light on the jobs, God. Even in the airport, God, help us to be a light, God. In the slug cars, help us to be a light, God. On the streets, on the metro, God, wherever it is we may be, God, let us be light in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name, Lord. We glorify your name, God, because you are the substance of our lives, God. We can't do anything, God. You are the very essence of our lives. And so we wrap ourselves around you. We wrap ourselves in your love. We wrap ourselves in your glory. We wrap ourselves in your love. In your kindness, we wrap ourselves in your spirit. So Holy Ghost, have your way. Hallelujah. I need to take a quick break, you all. I bless your name. I glorify your name. I honor and adore your name, God. I glorify you. For you are worthy. You are wondrous, God. You're wonderful in all your ways. Magnificent in all your ways, God. Oh, you're such a mighty God, and we just can't help but to love you. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for unmerited favor. We thank you for being so awesome. We thank you for being so mighty. We thank you for being so great. Great is our God, and he is greatly to be praised. In the city of our God is worthy of praise. We glorify you, magnify you. We bless your name, God, for you are worthy to be praised, worthy to be adored. We love you, God, today. We love you with all of our heart, with all of our mind. With all of our souls, we give thanks to you, God, today. For you are worthy of adoration. You are worthy to be lifted up. You are worthy to be magnified and adored. And so we love on you, oh God, this day. For this is the day. I'm back to that. This is the day. You made this day. You shaped this day. You made everything and all things well. So we glorify you and magnify you and adore you, God, with our hearts, all of our hearts, all of our mind, with all of our souls. We magnify you all today. Let us know when you all land. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful name. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before him. No wonder heaven and earth adores you. No wonder, God, the sun obeys you each and every morning, God. It arises because it must give you glory. It must give you honor. It must give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. No wonder, God, that the moon obeys you. It rises every single night, God, because you are a mighty God. No wonder, God, the birds chirp, oh God, and sing glory and sing praises to your name, God, every single morning, because you're worthy to be praised, God. No wonder the animals, oh God, obey you, God. Oh God, two male animals don't get together, two female animals don't get together and try to procreate because they are obeying your words, God. No wonder, God, they do that because you are a mighty God. And so, God, forgive us because we've fallen short of your glory. Forgive us, oh God, because we've allowed things to get out of order, God. You said if your people would pray, you called us to pray, not to complain, not to protest, not to march, God, but you called us to pray, God. Give us a praying spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. Bind the spirit that wants to complain. Bind the spirit that doesn't want to do any work. Bind the spirit, God, that wants to just sit around, God. Bind that spirit in us right now in the name of Jesus. We want to be, God, oh God, stir up the land, God. We want to stir up this nation, God. We want to turn the world upside down and let the world know that Jesus still saves. Jesus still delivers. Jesus still sets free. Jesus still makes ways out of no way. We want the world to know that our Redeemer is still in control. So forgive us, oh God, when we've stopped ourselves from being a witness from you. Or that when we told someone or didn't tell someone that Jesus is a way maker, we've had to answer, God. We know the way, God, to go. We know, God, because you blessed us and you ordered our footsteps. So forgive us, God, when we have not shared the good news of Jesus with someone else, God, so that they may have hope, God, so that they may have an expected end just like us, but an expected end to meet with you, God. Because my determination, God, is to be caught up in the air, God, to meet you when that trumpet trials, God, if I'm still alive, oh God, or to be risen, oh God, or when I hear those trumpets, God, whatever it is your plan for me, God, I expect to meet you in the air, God. And I don't want to just meet you on my own, God, but I want my brothers to meet you, God. I want my sister to meet you, God. I want my family to meet you, God. I want my wife's family to meet you, God. I want my coworkers to meet you, God. I don't want to just go by myself, God, but I want all those that are around me, those that I touch, those that I have, oh God, an ability to speak to, God. Give us the boldness, Lord, to let our light shine, Lord, so that they may see our good works. We want them to see us, God, see you in us, not our ways, not our selfishness, not our bad attitudes, not our confusion, not our foolishness, not our doubtful spirits. God, we don't want them to see those things, oh God, and so we must hide ourselves behind the cross. Oh, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Oh, God, it's not by works, oh, God. It's not, we must put our faith and our actions into play, God. We must put our trust in you. We must do, oh, God, because it's not by our power. That's what I'm looking for. Nor is it by our might, God. But it's by your spirit that we are kept today. It's by your spirit that we are sustained today. It's by your spirit that we've been saved, God. It's by your spirit that we can live, God. It's by your spirit, oh, God, that we are victorious. So we say, Holy Ghost, come tomorrow and have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your glory, God, be revealed in us, God. Let your favor, God, be revealed in us, Lord. Let your light, God, let it be revealed in us. In the mighty name of Jesus, we glorify your name, Lord. We extol your name, Lord. We lift up your name, Lord, because your name is worthy. Your name is worthy, God. Your name is worthy, God. You're worthy, God. You're worthy, God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. Worthy of praise. Hallelujah. Worthy of adoration. Hallelujah. Worthy of the glory, God. I want to say thank you. You're worthy of the honor, God. Hallelujah. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. For our God is awesome. Hallelujah. Our God is mighty. Our God is like none other. And so I bless your name, and I thank you for this day. I don't know what you have in store for me on this day, but I see favor ahead of me on this day. I see great things in store for me this day because I have sought you early, God. I laid down my tiredness. I laid down my desire to stay in bed, and I got myself dressed and ready to go so that I can meet you, God, so that your spirit can touch me, God, and your spirit can fill me, Lord, and your presence can transform me, and your presence can make me whole. Your presence can breathe life into me. Your presence can rain on me, God. That's my desire, God. That's what I sought after this morning. That's what I was hungry for and thirsty for this morning, God. Was your spirit, God, not just more, God, but your spirit, Lord. And I thank you, God, that even as I drove the car, God, to the airport and dropped my sister and brother off, God, even as I make my way to work right now, God, I've made your name glorious, God, in this car, and you have come and filled this place. You are such an awesome God. You're not a respecter of persons. You're not a respecter of where we at, God. But if we would just open up our mouths and call unto you, God, you said that you would answer us. You said that you would show up and show out in a great and mighty way. You said that you would make your presence felt. And God, you've done that, God, and I bless you. I magnify you, glorify you. Hallelujah, God. I want to say thank you, God, because you did it, God. You did it, God. And you do it anytime we seek you. If we seek your face and earnestly, God, oh, God, in sincerity and truth, God, you will come on in. You will inhabit our praises. You will come on in, God. You will make yourself glorious in our sight. You will come on in, God. You will shift the atmosphere, Lord. You will come on in, God. You will heal our bodies, Lord. You will come on in, God. You will make ways out of no way. You will come on in. If we can just remember that God came and God will, you can make the way. You can open up the door. You can fix it, God. You can handle it, God. There's nothing too hard for you. You can do it, God. We bless your name, God. We glorify your name. We bless you in an honor and thank God, because you can do it, God. And not only will you do it, but you shall do it. You will. And so I bless your name, God, and I thank you for this brand new day. And so, God, I ask that we have many petitions, many prayers before you. Petitions and prayers are not for me, God, but for those that have been submitted on our website and submitted in the midst of our church services, God. I thank you for leading me, God. I thank you for being everything that I need and more. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for being my strength. Thank you for being my strong power. Thank you for being the source of my life, God, because I understand that I can't make it without you. But with you on my side, I can do all things through Christ. I can do all things. I have the victory. I can do all things because you are great in me, and greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. So when I pray, God, it's not by my own might, because I have to put flesh under subjection so that your perfect will may be performed in my life. And so, God, I thank you, God, that I have a mindset to pray, because you tell us in your word that men ought to always pray. And we must always pray because the devil is always at work. We must find ourselves consistently and fervently in prayer so that you can have your way, God, so we can put the enemy under subjection, so that he won't rush out in our family. God, he won't run roughshod in our finances, but we understand that all things work together for our good. We understand that the devil does not have the victory. He is already a defeated foe. So we talk to you. We come to you. We trust in you, God, because you are everything that we need and more. And so we thank you, God, and we put these petitions on your plate this morning. Sister Coulter sent out a message last night, posted on the website, about Brother Coulter being sick and hot, having hot and cold flashes. Lord, I plead the blood even now, God. Let your blood cover him even now. And God, help him to understand the importance of being connected to the body. God, we can't be connected to the body peripherally, God, but we must take time to chase after you. God, you want to have fellowship with us, and you want us to fellowship with one another, God. You tell us in your word to forsake not the assembling of ourselves together. When we come together, we breathe strength into each other. When we come together, we breathe life into one another, because we are connected. Iron sharpens iron, and we can only sharpen one another when we are together. But I plead the blood even now, God. Let your blood touch him. Let your blood cover him right now and heal, God. If you perform a miracle, sign and wonder in his midst, God, he can't help, oh God, but take knowledge that it was nobody but you, God. And so touch him right now. From the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God, drive out the ailment right now, God. Cover him with your blood, oh God. Let your blood purify. Let your blood nourish. God, let your blood heal, deliver, and set free in the mighty name of Jesus. We plead the blood even now. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood, God. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood. Oh, how precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. It's nothing, nothing but the blood. And so we need the blood on this day. Let your blood cover, God, even now. Let your blood make whole even now. Let your blood wash even now in the mighty name of Jesus. We need the blood. We long for the blood. We can't live without the blood. So touch him even now, God. Use him as a vessel for you, God. Use this opportunity to heal, to deliver, to set free, God. Use it, God, so that you may receive the glory. You may receive the honor, God. You may receive all of the praise. Mother River says, all the glory, the honor, the praises all day, they belong to you, God, because you are worthy to be praised. And we thank you for the opportunity to be able to praise you. We thank you, God, for the opportunity to lift up our voice and magnify the God of our salvation. We thank you, God, for the ability, oh God, to lift up our hands and to tell you thank you even now, God. We thank you, God, that we have a mind to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way. We thank you, God, today for healing that you will do. We understand that you can do it because you said by your stripes we are healed, but that gives us the declaration that you've already done it, God. You did that before we, oh God, were born. You died and were rose, oh God. You were beaten and bruised, and our healing, God, is in your hands. It's already done, God, because you've already done that. So we believe that you can, and we know that you will. So heal, deliver, and to set free, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Then I called on the name of Mother McCowan, God. She's been struggling, God, with an issue with her foot, God, and the pain in her body. God, we plead the blood, God. You can make whole. You can make those things go away, the things that are forming in her foot that causes her foot to swell and to be hurting, God. You can heal, God. I understand your yoke is easy and your burden is light and your grace is sufficient, God. But, God, when we're in your will, God, God, you said we can ask what we will, God. When we're in your will, God, you said we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. We belong to you, God. We serve you, God. We trust you, so we put her into your hands, Lord. You are the potter, God, and we are the clay. Shape us and mold us, oh God. Make, oh God, her over again, God. Make that foot over again, God. Do it for your glory, God. Do it for your honor. We call it done, God. We declare it right now, God. Strengthen her body, God. Strengthen her mind, oh God. Strengthen, oh God, even now in the name of Jesus. And then Lady McCown on, God. She was suffering from some pain in her legs, Lord. She's been saying that for the last couple of weeks or so, God. We need you to touch her even now, God. She can't serve you, oh, God, the way that she loves to, God, and wants to, God. Oh, God, with that pain, God. Oh, God, she can't magnify your name and glorify your name like that, God. She can't do it to the best of her ability, God. Yes, she goes all out for you, God. But, God, you can send the comfort, God. You can send the relief that's needed, God. We won't hold up on your glory, God. But this is our petitions that we ask for you, God, because this is an awesome time and an awesome opportunity to make our petitions made known unto you. So touch our body even now, God, because the healing is already done. We declare it, God, even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, oh, God, for the Coulter family. Oh, God, they should also put out prayers for the family, God. We pray for unity in the family. We pray for peace in the family. God, we pray for that in our entire family as well, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we want peace in our families. God, bind the devil on every hand. He just tries to come to steal, kill, and destroy, Lord. He tries to destroy the marriage, God. Bind those that try to come in and try to destroy the marriage, God. Bind those, God, those women that want to be, oh, God, infidels, oh, God, with husbands. God, bind that, oh, God, that man that wants to try to be an infidel, commit adultery with somebody's wife, God. Bind those people, God. Bind those people that try to come in and mislead our children, Lord. Bind those spirits that try to come in and disrupt the family. Cast them out, God. Rebuke them right now. Oh, God, give us the strength to hold on to one another. Give us the mind to trust one another, God. Give us, oh, God, the belief, oh, God, that you're in control. And not just, oh, God, that we put our families into your hands, God, and you're able to keep us. You said that we've said it before, God, that a family that prays together stays together. Let prayer stir up in our family. Joshua says, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Let us pray, God. Let our family, God, take time to pray. Let our family take time to pray for one another, to encourage one another, to let your light, God, work in us, God, that we may be the vessels as we go out, God, to be shining light. God, we pray for the family unit today, in the name of Jesus, is under attack, God. They're saying, oh, God, that it doesn't take a man to have a family, Lord. They're saying, oh, God, it doesn't have to be a mother and a father, God, to make a family today. But we bind the devil on every hand and make those, oh, God, that are doing what's right, God, make us stand strong and make us stand tall for you. It's not by us that it's doing it. But God, it's by you, by your strength, by your power, by your might, by your spirit that we're able to stand. So I pray for the family unit today. I pray for healing for Pastor Edward Reed. God, I hadn't called out his name in a while. But God, you know the sickness that's in his body. God, I pray for healing in his body today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Sister Barton, God, Willie Juanita Washington, God. Dr. Willie Juanita Washington asked for prayer for her a couple of months or so ago. And God, I hadn't heard any results, so I'm still calling on Sister Barton. I believe it's Donna Barton, God, that she asked for prayer for. You are still in the healing business, God, and so we trust you. We know that you can, God, and we know that you will. You're able to do it, God, and so we trust you, and we put our hope and our faith in you. So healing, God. Strengthen my bishop even now, God, my pastor, God. Bishop Ted Thomas, touch his body even now, Lord. Drive out any ailment, God. Drive out any sickness, God. Drive out any disease. Give him long life right now. Strength of mind and strength in body, God. Do it for your glory, God, even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Healing, God, from the very crown of his head to the sole of his feet, God. Give him strength. Oh, God, give him strength even now, God. Strengthen, oh, God, and anoint him, oh, God, to speak with power and clarity. I understand, God, that anointing runs down Aaron's beard, but God, we need Aaron to be standing up, God. So help us to uphold his arms even now, God. Help us to lift him up even now, Lord. Help us, oh God, to take time to pray for him, pray for his family, pray for his finances, pray for his health, God, pray for his strength, God. Give us, oh God, to put him into our mouths to pray, God. We must always pray, and we can't just spend time praying by ourselves, God. That's selfish, God. But you said, let every man not to think on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. So I call on the name of my pastor, my bishop, Ted Thomas. I pray for Mother Thomas as well. Strengthen her body. Continue to give her testimony after testimony about how great you are. Bless Mother Towns even now in the mighty name of Jesus as they prepare for the upcoming women's convention, God. Oh, God, send her the help that she needs, God. Send her the encouragement that she needs even now, God. Send her the strength to be able to stand, God. In spite of those that are fighting against her, God, let her stand today in the mighty name of Jesus. Raise up those women, God, that are willing to pray, God. Raise up those women, God, that are willing to stir up for you, God. Raise up women, God, that will help, oh God, touch her and encourage her and uphold her, God, and put forth her vision for the jurisdiction, God, for the women of the jurisdiction, God. Oh God, raise up women, oh God, that will be a blessing to her and not a deterrent. And we thank you, God, because we believe, we know that our prayers are going to be heard and are answered by you. So we pray for Mother Towns, oh God, today. We thank you for her. We thank you for her example. We thank you for her being such an awesome woman. We thank you for awesome leader and Bishop Ted Thomas, Lord. Not everybody can say that, but God, we have that testimony that we have great leaders, God. Let me, God, be a great leader like my leader, God. Let my wife be a great leader, God, like Mother Towns, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, help us to lead, oh God, by example, God. Lead under your anointing, God. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that we are doing that, God. I know without a shadow of doubt, God, that it's being done even now, God, because you, God, have blessed us and you poured your spirit into us. And God, the spirit is the same, Lord. There's not a different spirit in Texas. There's not a different spirit in California. There's not a different spirit in Portsmouth. But there's one God, one baptism, one spirit. It's just one, God, and you're the only one. You are our source, oh God. We trust in you and we believe you, and we have no doubt that you are who we need and more. And so we thank you, God, and I pray for you that you may anoint us and touch us and lead us and guide us and grant us strength and grant us favor, and that we may be who you've called for us to be. We pray, oh God, for our pastors in our jurisdiction. We pray that you cover them and strengthen them, help them to continue to hold on. Help them to continue to fight on in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for each and every pastor in the Great Northern District, Lord. Superintendent Tony H. Campbell, God, Pastor Eddie B. Pruitt, Lord, Pastor Kenneth Hackett, oh God, Pastor Floyd Hawkins, Pastor Andy Corpse, Pastor Wayne Cream, Pastor Ray Satterfield, Pastor Clifton Cooley, Lord, Pastor William Cornick, and Pastor Lawrence Clyette. God, I pray for every single pastor, God, in the Great Northern District. I pray for my brother, Brother Brian, Pastor Brian D. Jones, God. I pray that you strengthen him today. I pray that you encourage him today. Pastor Quentin Battle, God, I pray that you strengthen him today. I pray that you encourage him today, God. Pastor Samuel Metcalf, God, my brothers in the gospel in this area, God. Pastor, oh God, Chenault, God, we pray for my brothers today, God. Help us to stand, God, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Give us the strength that we may never turn away from the gospel plow, God, in the name of Jesus. We're not standing upon our own might, God, but it's by your spirit, God. He is the one. He is the one that helps us to stand. And so, God, we trust you today because we can put our lives in your hands. We thank you, God. And we bless your holy name. You are such an awesome and such a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. No wonder angels bow down before him. No wonder heaven and earth adores him, because our God is mighty. Our God is awesome. Our God is like none other. And so I go back to my opening song, which was, "There is none like you. Magnificent in all your ways. Glorious in all your ways. Mighty in all your ways." And so we say thank you, God, for this day. Today is the day that I call out the members of Praise Center. And I can only call out the ones that have made themselves accountable, God, and shown themselves, oh God, to be faithful to the ministry, Lord. And so I call out Lady Yolinda McCowan, God. Bless her today. As she prepares for coffee break, God, anoint her to speak with power and clarity. I know she's weary, God. I know she's tired. But, God, honor her faithfulness. Honor her commitment. Honor her steadfastness, God. And let her words be a light to those that tune in and those that go back and recap it and check it out again. God, bless her and anoint her to breathe life into these women, God, to stir them up, oh, God, to be about the work that Mother Rivers called for the women to do. She reminded us during the Women's Convention, God, that the women women, the women must be about God's business. Send us the laborers, God, that we need, God. The more laborers, God, I thank you for the laborers I have. I'm going to call their names out, God, but send us laborers, God. Send them in from the fields of sin. It doesn't matter how they smell. It doesn't matter the language they speak, God. Give us what we need to breathe life into them, to breathe hope into them, to change them, to set them free, oh, God, to lead them to you, God. And we do it, God, because we want your house to be filled. So bless Lady McCowan, oh, God, today. We pray for Diamond Star, God. Eric McCowan, Lord, thank you for allowing him to graduate, God, and thank you for the future that you have in store for him, God. Bless him in the name of Jesus. We pray for Crystal McCowan, Lord. Or we pray for Aaron McCowan, Lord. We pray for Mother Evelina Dean, Lord. We pray, oh, God, for Missionary Myrna Howard, Lord. We pray your blessings on her today in the name of Jesus. Sister Connie Coulter, God. Brother Jalen, God. Little Jalen, Lord, and little Christopher, Lord. We pray for your little Yasmina, Lord, and little Zachariah. We thank you for that family, God, and we pray for them, God. We pray for our external partners, oh, God, that are not necessarily with us, but, God, we had them with us this week, God, and we want to say thank you, Lord, and we pray for safe traveling mercies as they make their way back home. And so we call out the name of Brother Renix Graham, Lord, and Sister Deanne Graham, God, thank you for allowing them to invest in ministry, God. Thank you for allowing them to be able to participate in ministry, God. And so we pray you bless them for their faithfulness, God. Don't let the distance be an issue, God, but God, let them, oh God, be attached to us, God, and not disconnected, and God, and bless them for their sacrifice, Lord. Bless them, oh God, for blessing the ministry, God. You say when we sow into you, God, you return back unto us, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, God. Let your, God, your favor run over into their lives, God, for their investment in ministry, God, even from afar off. So bless them, oh, God, on this day. And then stir up in those, oh, God, that are disconnected. God, I need to call on the name of Lisa Law. God, and her son, Justin Law. God, I forgot, God, that she asked for us to pray for her salvation for her son, Lord. Saved today, God. He's been trained up in the church, God. He knows the way that he should take, God. Stir up in him right now in the name of Jesus. We cast the devil out. We bind him on every hand. He tries to come and steal, kill, and destroy. But, God, you told us if we train them up in the way that they should go, God, they won't depart from it, God. He can't keep running, oh, God. Call them back out of the darkness, oh, God, back into your marvelous light. Do it, God, for your glory, God. Save today, God. Deliver today and set free. And bless my dear sister, oh, God, as she's sown into this ministry as well. Touch her heart and touch her mind, God, today. Oh, God, grant her peace, and God, grant her instruction. God, grant her and draw her back to you where she needs to be, God. Bind those things that try to take her down. Bind those things that try to make her not glorious for you, Lord. Bind the devil on every hand, God, and keep your hands of protection around her. Keep your hands of protection around her thoughts and her mind, God. Keep your keeper, God, in the name of Jesus, like only you can keep her, God. So bless her today. And then we pray for those, oh, God, that have found themselves outside of your will. We pray for those that have found themselves out of order in the church, God. We still have other people on the roster, God, but they've been missing in action, God. Stir up in the midst of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, let them get no rest. Send the hornet's nest, God, to stir them up right now, God, so that they can get themselves in order, oh, God, or declare what they're doing, God. I understand, God, that not everybody is meant to be at Praise Center, Lord. I won't take it, oh, God, a bad, God, that people say that they have a desire to go somewhere else, Lord. But, God, I just want them to be accountable, Lord, that I may give them the protection, the covering that they need and that they deserve, God. You told us, oh, God, not to be grievous to our leaders, God. Submit ourselves, for they watch for our souls, Lord, that we should not be grievous, oh God. And I'm grieved that I have not seen, oh God, people, oh God, for a little while. I'm grieved when I don't see people, oh God, that are connected to the ministry, that are attached to the ministry. Oh God, that call themselves members, oh God, they're missing in action. It grieves me, God, because I long, oh God, for their souls, oh God, today. So God, touch them and stir up in them even now. I pray for them, God, that this may not be their last time, but, God, that you would grant them mercy, oh, God, and help them get things in order, that they may get back in place, God, so that we can continue to move forward in you. Thank you, God. And thank you for the word, oh, God, on Sunday from, oh, God, Pastor Hackett, that some things work together well, And we understand, oh God, this morning that it proved to be true again, that as we praised you, God, and as we prayed, oh God, they work together well. So, God, we want to bless you for this day. And we pray that you will order our footsteps on this day. We don't lean into our own understanding, but we acknowledge that you are our God. You are our King. You are the one who orders our footsteps. God, lead, guide, and direct me on this day. Let your will be done in my life. And I submit to you. Cover these, your people, those that are under the sound of my voice. Let your blood cover. Let your spirit guide. Let your spirit keep. And we will give you all the glory. We'll give you all the honor. And we'll give you all the praise on this day. Because this is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice. Let us be glad in it. We thank you, God. In Jesus' precious name, amen and amen.